And think of it, if you juice at home, this just goes back to the whole, like, how many carbohydrates are we actually getting from things. If you cut an orange in half and you squeeze it to make juice, you get this, like, really disappointing amount of juice. You're like, all that effort and I got this much juice? And we've become so accustomed to drinking large glasses of juice that you could be getting, you know, 8 or 10 oranges worth of sugar in that one thing of juice without even thinking about it. And we would probably never sit down to 10 oranges at one time. That would take a lot of time to peel and eat, and you'd be so full and bloated from all the fiber that you would stop yourself at like 2 or 3 or like maybe 4. If there's anything you want to do to help your body detox, you could try a week of avoiding the following foods, okay? Which is difficult enough. So 1 week without sugar. Whoa. That is really hard. Try it for a day.
It's hidden.
Oh my God. This is really hard. You're like, oh, I'll just have my, you know, sandwich, my like, you know, turkey sandwich at lunch. You look on the bread. Corn syrup is like second or third ingredient. What? And then you look at your lunch meat. Sugar, corn syrup, dextrose, anything that ends in O-S-E is sugar. Dextrose, sucrose, maltose, fructose, glucose. You can go on and on. They have all these different names for sugar that they hide in food. Plus molasses and honey and fruit juice concentrate, which all the health food companies like to use. So they really, maltodextrin, technically that's a sugar. That's like one step away from corn syrup, same thing. They hide it in everything. So even trying that one food, try to avoid sugar for even a day, even a meal, really challenging.